expenses of the school, Mr. Topper?
She's not really punk either.
Yeah, and several others, and
why?
Why is the idol rolling?
Let's go through the negotiation settlements first, so then this will go a little bit quicker. I guess first I'll ask, did you read through them? Do you have any questions that you wanted to discuss? On the classified, Kirk noticed that we had the extended days. I had cut and pasted and didn't cut enough. So anyway, I will have to take that out of the classified because it doesn't have to do with their settlement. But otherwise, we basically offered to keep things the way they are, to fund the insurance increase, assuming it was 10%, and I'll get to that when I talk about what we're recommending. And then with the classified, we had agreed to make that change to their salary schedule where we added the additional lanes in, and increased that beginning salary to get it more comparable with our teacher aide beginning salary as well as other districts. So
did it go pretty well? Okay.
Yeah. The only, they did take a little bit of a jab at the extended days. Their way of putting it was, we need to make sure that funding is equalized across the district. And I would say that if we are facing another budget cut year next year, that's going to be a major, major issue. If we're not, we'll be able to fly through it. So, otherwise, I thought it was fine.
Well, that's one of the reasons if we are facing major, major cuts, that's got to be the first thing that's considered.
Yeah.
Because it does disequalize, it does disequalize what the two different groups are getting.
Yeah.
Is that a word, disequalize?
Could it?
Is that a word?
We all understood it.
They're failing
that. Yeah. Let's get old. To know.
I think it is a word.
It's a word. Okay. Any questions on that? So back in open meeting.
We'll do that.
We can approve those.
Okay.
Now on to the health insurance. Marie has been involved with this, so if you want anything to add anything or if I'm missing something. I did make a packet of papers. I'm not sure how much detail you want me to go through because there's a lot.
We want the bottom line.
I will do it as quickly as I can.
May I first of all go on record as reminding everyone that I came into the insurance committee meeting several years ago and said I really discourage everyone from jumping out on our own.
Can we remind you that Jared and Jackie and I think were the three who voted against it?
Yes, I know, we all.
That's exactly right. Isn't that
I remember that. And Kim.
However, I must say Aetna has treated us very well and it has been a good insurance program. And it has nothing to do with their local, it's a corporate office decision that they want to, Utah is not productive for them.
And
Aetna has not been bad insurance.
Yeah.
It has been a good insurance program.
And Crystal's been great to work with too, so in that regard, we have good contacts. I'm upset with Aetna corporate because they put us in a real bad position.
Yeah.
But, what we did, I'll just try to explain the process quickly. I sent out a survey, and I've given you a copy of the results here, just because we wanted to gauge, I guess, what people's thoughts were. Overall, the very first question, I just wanted to get an idea of what employees' perceptions of the different insurance companies were thinking about was, and Educators Mutual was head and shoulders above the rest. And Connie Worthen brought out the point that I agree with, that probably some of that is that back when we were with Educators, we had 100%, everything covered insurance.
Right. And we had the gold plan.
Yeah. But I, in talking to other people too, I think there's a lot of people that just like educators for the way they handle.
They have a high credibility. In the state.
I guess. Do you want me to go through the rest of the survey results? There's really nothing surprising.
No.
Just gave us an idea of what to look at as the committee. So the next portion of your packet, I put in here our educators' bid, as well as behind that are is a packet from Gallagher Benefits that looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Gallagher is they're our benefits advisors. These are all the bids that Gallagher gave us. So what happened is Gallagher came with a bunch of bids, but knowing that educators had the school district pool, I asked educators separately if they would give us a bid for getting into the pool. That's why we have the educators paper here and then all the rest of the bids. So there's two different versions. But if you go through all the bids that Gallagher gave us, very few were even close to reasonable. I mean, we're talking 30 and 40 and 50% renewables. So really the only bids that we looked at seriously were Altius, which had, I believe, a 15% option.
15.9.
Yeah. The educators pool, the USDA pool that we were previously in, denied interest.
No,
they didn't. And I think that was at least in big part because of their brokers, Mercer, telling them that they shouldn't. And then United Healthcare also had some fairly attractive options. As we looked at those, Altius, if you look at the survey, I think one person listed Altius. Not to mention with Altius, we would not have Utah Valley Regional as an in-network hospital. And also in the survey, you would see that two-thirds percentage listed that they feel like they have to have Utah Valley. So for those reasons, we eliminated Altius.
Yes, they would cover Utah Valley in with major heart. Emergency heart cancer.
They call it tertiary care, and if you can't find, if that service is not offered at one of their in-network hospitals, you can get pre-approved to do it at Utah Valley, but it's kind of a key process when you need to do that. United Healthcare we looked at fairly closely, I think, and they had probably, in my opinion, the best bid for next year. Better than the Educators Mutual. But what we considered as a committee in picking educators that I'll get to was the long-term potential. And also with United, they are a huge, bigger than Aetna, national company.
Really?
And I think we all see the same thing happening a year or two or three from now than what we went through this year. And at that point, we'd even be in a worse situation than what we are now. It was between United and Educators, the Educators pool, that we really were voting for at the end. Do you want me to go into detail on any of those plan options, or?
I don't think so.
Is that what I said okay?
Yeah, I think kind of a moot point at this point.
Okay. Next in your packet, I put in this sheet, and this was to give you a comparison of Aetna that we currently have and then the EMIA plans, the Educators Mutual. And so I guess narrowing down now to Educators Mutual, their school district pool has 8 school districts as well as UEA, EMIA, so Educators Mutual, their employees are in the pool. And then there's 3 or 4 other really small groups. But the majority voting block is other school districts. And Richard Tolley, who's kind of their public employer, tells us, and he's a former business administrator, worked with me on this bid. They've just been super to work with. They couldn't give us a great bid for the first year, meaning they couldn't give us their pool rates because of the history that we have, particularly in our first year with Aetna. Our first year was 130% loss ratio, so we spent that much more than what we paid in at a 130% rate. And this last year, from September until March, we were at an 88% loss ratio with the changes that we had made. Obviously, Aetna wanted to recover money and was trying to get rid of us anyway, I think. But educators still had to give us rates that were based on kind of all of that history that they could see. In conversations with Richard, as well as with business administrators from the other districts that I know well and good friends with, they all want us to get to the full rates as soon as possible.
Okay.
And if we have a good year, I really do believe that they'll put us in those full rates after a year. It's just going to depend on what our usage is. So, Educators Pool has eight plans that you can choose from. They start at what they call the C1 plan, which is still 100% everything. And it goes down to the C6, which is their lowest, but really isn't a horrible, horrible option. It still has 80-20 co-insurance. It's a higher deductible, and I'll get to that. And then they also have two high deductible health savings plan options. So those are the eight. So any district or employer in the pool can pick any of those eight plans to offer their employees. And I'm going to talk about the P5 and P6. I think that's the level that we're looking at for this upcoming year. However, if we get to the pool rate, I can see us possibly with a reduction in funding next year moving to the P4,
right,
which is that the pool rates and the rates we've been offered are that different that we could go to the P4. We could bump the insurance back up next year and probably cut what we're having to pay. So it was with that long-term thought process in mind, I think, that the committee voted for educators. I think everybody was feeling more comfortable with the local company and also the network of hospitals. So, I'm looking now at this rate sheet that the educators did. I wanted to go through that with you. Sorry, I know you've got a ton of pictures.
He's been practicing all day to go through every one of those, and you guys are just starting over them.
I was hoping you'd say make it more quick than long. I'm okay with that. I just didn't want you to not have all the information. Okay. If you look at, so we all got it. Okay. The first set of rates that you see is our current set with Aetna. You see kind of three groups of numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
The first group aren't as many numbers, but those are our current rates. $330 for a single, $720 for a couple, and $1,194 for a family. Those are monthly. And if you go down to the second set of rates, these are our rates that we're being offered to enter their pool. If you look at the P4, which is the closest, to our current plan, and you see how it jumps up to $459 for an employee, $1017 for a couple, and $1437 for a family, which is overall a 26.5% increase, which we can't do. The P5 is at $435, $963, and $1363. Which is just under a 20%, and the P6 is at a 15%. But I want to also call your attention, if you go down to the EMIA pool rates and you look at the P4, just go across, you'll see that it's less than 1% different next year than what we're paying this year for a plan with that.
Okay.
So, and if you look at the overall cost, $2,266,000. That is less than we have budgeted for this year, so even with the 10% increase that we budgeted in. So I guess just to give you a perspective of if and when we can get to the pool rate, the long-term outlook, I think, is very good. And I feel pretty good based on the fact that since September we've only had an 88% loss ratio, and our plan next year is going to be less rich, that we should come in with a good loss ratio for the year. We're planning on, after this meeting, on the 27th, I'm going to meet with the insurance committee, and then on August 9th, we're going to have a meeting in Green River and two meetings at Emory High to explain this whole process to our employees. We're going to go through, generally, the things that we looked at, explain why we had to make the change, and we're also going to show, you know, we pay this much in premium a month, and we have this much in claims, you know, that all ties into our renewal. In talking to the committee, everyone felt like if employees understood how that works, maybe there will be more of an effort to be conservative with the insurance instead of just using it whenever and wherever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the plan. Now to the funding part, I guess. Do you have any questions thus far?
You know, Jared, maybe just one comment. The fellow from EMIA, who was here, said when we kind of pressed him for where would we need to be in order to be in the pool or to be somewhere thereabout, he said that if we were around 85%, he was quite sure that we would be admitted into the pool. So we're really close.
Okay. And he is our main underwriter numbers guy, so coming from him, we can bank on
pretty comfortable. Yeah. And that if we were around 85,
we'd probably be in the same thing. Okay. Other questions? Okay. Now we come to the, I guess, challenge of how do we fund this. And knowing that we funded a 10% increase, we had gone into this, when I initially got these from Educators Mutual, I thought, ooh, I don't know if I can get into school. Then we started thinking, what if we think about the idea of using fund balance on a one-time basis to fund this extra 5 or 10% for the P5 or P6 plan. And with the idea that, like I said, if we can get to the pool rates, it really will just be a one-time use of it. But also with the idea that if we don't get to pool rates, it's still likely that our rates are going to phase down towards the pool rate,
mm-hmm.
So it, you know, we can build that in years to come. So really, that's the concept that we wanted to recommend as a committee, was the one-time use of fund balance to fund either the P5 or the P6. I spent quite a bit of time trying to determine exactly how much that's going to cost, because initially we thought, you know, 15 or 20%, that's probably, even though we budgeted 10%, you know, roughly I thought 15% is going to be 100,000 plus or minus, and 20% is going to be 200,000. But let me, I spent half a day today actually trying to make sure this was accurate, and it may not be, but I hope it is. I think it is. I guess I should say that. There were a couple of things that we didn't know until just recently. What happened is I went into what we have actually spent on our premiums this last fiscal year that ended June 30th. And that ended up being pretty much exactly $2.1 million. And then I said, okay, if we add 15% onto that, what does it come to? And if we add 20% onto that, what does it come to? The other factor is you have to take into account that employees pay 6.7% of it, in the district 93.3%, and a couple of other things. But if you look on this sheet, I've written down the total that we've budgeted for fiscal year 11, and it's just under $2.4 million. Mm-hmm. And even though we budgeted 10% higher, what I found out is that actually is more than 10%, because when we got to the end of our fiscal year, just barely, we spent $2.1 million, but we had budgeted $2.2 million. And so there's about a $100,000 gap there. that we, and I wish I could totally explain that, but usually we're a lot closer. But what it means is that we actually have budgeted much closer to 15% based on our expenditures. When we say we budgeted 10%, we take that off of our budget for the last year, not off what we're spending, because we really don't know what we're going to spend until June 30th. So it actually puts us in a better position to be able to do this without spending as much one-time fund balance. So I guess with that said, you can see that the P6, I put two options in here because I wanted to get your feeling for this. And I know I'm going in a lot of different directions here, but the question is, do we ask employees to pay 6.7% of the total increase, knowing that next year it's likely to go down, or do we ask them to pay 6.7% of just the first 10% that we have budgeted? I guess that's something to think about. In terms of budgetary impact, there's really not a huge difference there. And for the employee, it would be a couple of bucks a month, probably. It's not a major thing. But anyway, I guess I wanted to get your feeling on that.
But wouldn't that be a lot more cost effective for them to pay $2 more a month and get better coverage? I mean, it would make sense to me that they would be willing to do that.
I think the question is, we'll still have the coverage. It's just a matter of whether we want to have them pay a little bit higher for the 1 year, or do we want to cover it out of our fund balance for that 1 year, and then in the second year hopefully be in the full, and then that 6.7% they wouldn't be paying that extra.
Yeah.
Do we pay it for them, or do we have them pay it for that 1 year, that extra?
Part of that question is, in our policy it says it's 6.7% of premium. Mm-hmm. So if we have a 15% or 20% increase, even though that's likely to be a temporary increase, based on policy, we still ought to charge the 6.7% of that full premium to the employee. And there may be a handful of employees that would have an issue with that. I think most probably wouldn't, because it's really not a big dollar amount. And if you look at the
numbers, I don't know that I would make a big issue of that.
We wouldn't.
It's kind of understood from now.
Yeah, this was more of a, I guess, something that I wanted to get your feeling for. It wasn't something I was planning on talking to everyone about. So, but on the P5, it's the difference of $20,000 that the district would be funding. On the P6, it's, yes, $11,000. And there's some follow-up questions to that below. But I guess where I'm at is, at the P6 level, I'm pretty confident that we could fund it maybe with very minor infusion from fund balance, but if you look at those numbers, it's really close. The P5 would be roughly $100,000 in fund balance. Coming from when we were looking at this in the committee, those numbers look really good, because like I said, we were thinking 200 possible thousand to be the P5 and at least 100,000 for the P6. Now the difference between those two is essentially in the deductible and the co-insurance max. The P6 has an 850 single and 1,700.
It's on this blue sheet that you have.
Yeah. 1,700. Whereas the P5 is $600 and $1,200, and if our current year deductible is $250 and $500, so no matter what, there's going to be an increase. And I know to a lot of employees, the deductible is kind of a big thing.
It is a big thing.
The P5 would be a softer blow than the P6 in that sense, and it also has a lower co-insurance maximum. Not many people hit that. But some employees will each year. Those really are the only differences between the P5 and the P6. But I do think that, I guess, even had we gone with United, which was the best option immediately for next year. It would have been a $500 deductible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the P5 really is only $100 more than that, you know, per person.
Right.
Otherwise, the plans do the same.
I think we should go with the lower deductible on the eye.
If there's any way we can, yeah. I agree.
That'd be my recommendation.
Especially for young families.
Yeah.
If it allows you to call on
now, that'd be great. If it's not going to hurt us, but get everything we can
before. It's $100,000, and my feeling is, you know, when you just go with your gut, my feeling is that even if we don't get the pool rates next year, it'll be phased down, and in essence, it'll be a one-time use of the fund balance.
I think we should do it.
Yeah, we agree.
I think that's the way we feel about it, too, but it's board decision.
Yeah. The recommendation, just so you know, from the committee, the recommendation was to go with educators and to fund, if possible, the P5, and if not, the P6. Okay. It was a unanimous vote.
But they were all really, really hoping we could do the P5.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Well, if the difference in deductible is going from 250 to 600 or 250 to 850, so it's either way, it's huge, but it's a little softer blow to go to the P5.
And when those deductibles are less likely to use it this year,
right?
And it might
be used for
hopefully. I guess the other thing I wanted to point out, and this doesn't matter if we go with the P5 or the P6, but just to point it out, if you compare our current plan with the P5 or the P6, the offices at copay go from 25 to 35,
right.
And there's a lifetime maximum with that now, $5 million, and EMI had $1 million. That issue is going to go away with the health care reform, otherwise known as Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
That lifetime maximum is something they have said you have to get rid of it. There's no lifetime maximum, so it'll be, it's a non-issue, really, that difference. And then with the prescriptions, our current plan has a specified dollar amount per tier, 15, 30, and 50, and with educators, it's a percentage of that. But if you go with the 90-day supply, which that's where insurance funds are really trying to get people to go to for ongoing meds. It's a percentage, but there's a max on it. So even for a tier 3, the most you pay is $90 for 90 days.
Okay.
Questions? I know this is a lot of
work. That's a lot of hard work.
Appreciate that. And I think that's great. I think we're all in agreement on where we need to have.
Yeah. Okay. I will say just quickly, the committee I thought was excellent on this. I mean, we have representation from throughout the district.
We'll have to change the subject.
A lot of times we get committees and it's usually me talking and nobody really says anything, but I thought we had a lot of discussion and opinions that were shared, and in the end it was still unanimous. So, we have a group on that committee that understands health insurance, so it's good to have.
Well, definitely everyone is representing everyone, not just out for what's best for their family, too. I thought that was very
good. I have more papers.
Oh,
this is dental.
Oh, yeah, I wondered about dental. It was way easier.
I'll make this quick. We're going to recommend going with educators with dental also.
Okay.
You'll see the vision here. But,
and this is on September 1st?
Yes.
When it happens.
To me, it makes sense to go with educators simply because you've got both dental and health with the same company.
Yeah.
But if you look on page 2, that's where the educators' mutual bids are. And these are exclusive of the pool. They have nothing to do with with the health insurance pool. But the one we're recommending is the Premier PPO option. If you go to the bottom, it's essentially a wash. It's a 0.3% decrease from current rate. So there's no budgeted increase that's needed for the plan. One of the nice things about it is, and this is pretty much identical to the plan we have, except that if you go down to endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery, you'll see that it says basic. That means that those are covered at the same rate as basic, meaning 80% instead of 50%. And that's pretty substantial if you've got a couple of the canals, which I don't. That could save you a few hundred dollars, actually. So, the thing with the Premier PPO is that it's important that the physician or that the dentist be in-network in order to get these exact benefits, but even if they're not in-network, educators will be working with them to get them in-network, but they'll still pay 80% of the usual and customary rate if they're not in-network. And then the employee would pay the balance of that. They call it a balance billing situation. So you would still get 80% covered of whatever kind of the going rate for that procedure is. And that's, we felt pretty good about that point.
Question. By going with Educator's Pool, what position does that put us in with Gallius?
Okay. Good question. What we found out is that even though we got the bid for the pool from Educators directly, because we are contracted with Gallagher when we send out for our initial bid, they have to give us that bid for this year with a commission for our broker built into that bid, meaning that there was no way for us to get a bid without that commission built in for this year. In talking to Richard Pauly, he said there's no reason to get rid of Gallagher, because that was what I was planning on doing, because they're going to be paid for a year regardless, because of the timing of the bid. And he also told me that the pool is having discussions about getting a broker themselves. They felt maybe a need for one. So he didn't want me to sever that relationship yet, because I think they may be interested in Gallagher bidding on that if they do. If not, then 8 months or so from now, we will terminate that contract with Gallagher. For health insurance, we would probably still keep them on for dental and some of our ancillary benefits. I'd say probably we'd look at it anyway. But for health insurance, we would take them off. So that's one built-in savings for the bidding year from now. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Beth, any other? Okay, let's pull out of closed meeting.
I make the motion to you out of closed meeting back into the open
meeting. Second, all in favor? Aye.
Just a second, let me find my
agenda. Too late to give you a vote of no confidence. They already voted you in.
Yeah.